Chapter 36, Pappy, Cheerleader. Do you know what a cheerleader is? Well, if you've ever seen a basketball or football game, then you may have seen people on the sidelines who cheer, who try to get the crowd excited and encourage the team on the field. They would lead the crowd in chants like, "Two, two, we want two." In basketball, that's like saying they wanted the boys on the gym floor to make a two-point basket. When Gammy and Pappy were in school, cheerleaders were usually girls. But Pappy went to an all-boys high school. Who do you think the cheerleaders were? If you guessed boys, you were right. In fact, Pappy was a cheerleader his junior and senior years during basketball games. Here is a picture of the squad his junior year. In addition to leading the cheers, Pappy's squad was famous for building human pyramids like the one below. Pappy's cheerleading squad had a coach whose name was Jill Kritzky. She wanted each cheerleader to work well as a member of the team and to have a chance to use their unique talents. If you remember, Pappy took dance and gymnastics lessons before he went away for high school. At some point, Coach Kritzky asked Pappy, "Coach Kritzky, can you walk on your hands?" Pappy, "Yes, I can." Coach Kritzky, "Show me." After Pappy had walked a short distance, but while he was still on his hands, he asked Pappy, "Is this far enough?" Coach Kritzky, "Keep going." With that, he walked all the way across the gym floor. From then on, he would walk diagonally across the floor every home game. That is almost 100 feet. He probably had to walk more than 100 steps on his hands, and he never fell down. "Can you walk on your hands? Try it." Take a look at the clothes Pappy is wearing. Those painter pants and suspenders were his squad's signature clothing. Here is a video of someone else walking on their hands. Three more things about Pappy and cheerleading. First, after he walked on his hands for Coach Kritzky, she asked him to do a headstand atop some scaffolding in the gym, which was 15 to 20 feet up in the air, almost to the ceiling. Would you do that without a net to catch you? Second, it takes a lot of arm strength to do what he did, and he never lifted weights. Pappy was very strong. Finally, Pappy did like talking to the cheerleaders from the other teams during halftime. Can you guess why?